It's 7:45. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. A ban on evictions through year's end could prevent 40 million Americans from losing their homes. More from Ross Brown of the Texas News Service.
Despite a nationwide moratorium against evictions, people are losing their homes, and the order has created conflicts between landlords and tenants. Millions of Americans are unemployed, but some landlords worry renters are using the pandemic as an excuse to stop paying rent and they'll never see back payments. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has ordered a halt to pandemic-related evictions through the end of the year for people earning less than $99,000 a year. Jay Malone with the Texas Gulf Coast Area Labor Federation encourages renters to cooperate with landlords when possible.
You still owe the rent ultimately, but a lot of people need time to find a new job, to find sustainable income that will allow them to pay back the rent.
Those seeking relief from eviction must confirm they've attempted to get available government housing assistance and are unable to pay rent due to substantial loss of household income, a layoff, or extraordinary out-of-pocket medical expenses. Renters also must show that being evicted would require them to live with others or become homeless and make partial payments based on ability. Prior to the CDC nationwide moratorium, Houston was the largest city in the country without eviction protections during the pandemic. Renters make up more than half Houston's population. Malone says too often renters become homeless because they don't know their legal rights.
We think that well over half of everyone who leaves a home is a self-eviction. They leave without going through the legal process.
For Texas News Service, I'm Roz Brown.
Now to a local viewpoint. The unrest and massive challenges in our country have led to protests and policy proposals. Some thoughts from commentator Peter Goodman.
While we're busy removing historical figures from places of honor because of clearly bad behavior that they didn't always recognize as bad, maybe we should look inward. We think of ourselves as good, as did our forebears who massacred Indians or owned slaves, but how will our grandchildren regard us? Most likely, they will loathe us for our selfish inaction as the earth warms. We've had ample warning. In 1981, leading scientists warned us in a TV documentary, Warming Warning. In 1988, Dr. James Hansen testified to the U.S. Senate that, quote, it's already happening now, unquote. In 1997 came the first Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change assessment report. In 2006, an inconvenient truth proved too inconvenient. Two things are very clear. Warming is happening faster than predicted, and as the Earth warms, the harm compounds and grows exponentially. For example, replacing reflective white ice with brown land and blue seas expedites the warming. We are already realizing consequences of inaction in melting Alaskan tundra, Miami's endangered water supply, and our 100-degree days and drought. It was 120 degrees in L.A. County last week. Greenland's ice is melting at a rate once predicted for 2070. In December, fires sent people in Australia running for their lives into the ocean. This week, fires threatened cities in Oregon. It's too late to prevent significant warming, but we can somewhat mitigate the damage. Without meaningful action soon, the world will get real grim real soon. Temperatures will stay higher longer, exposing people to potentially fatal heat levels. The Arctic Ocean will be iceless in summer. 40% of permafrost will melt, releasing massive amounts of methane and carbon, further raising temperatures. 80-plus million people will be refugees. Destructive superstorms will be stronger and more frequent. Rising seas will inundate low coastal areas. Some will be abandoned. But where will people go, and what will they eat? Our great-grandkids will avoid having children because of the ugly world surrounding them and the scarcity of food. As they struggle to squeeze into Patagonia and southern New Zealand with everyone else, maybe they'll recall our treatment of Latin American immigrants and whisper, karma. If history is still taught, and taught somewhat honestly, future generations will hate us. When their hellish predicament could have been avoided, we knew, or twisted everything around to avoid knowing, and did nothing. We could have sacrificed a little comfort and saved lives. Our evasions and rationalizations will look even less reasonable and more inhumane to them than slave owners do to us.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News and at KRWG.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.